See, God is present everywhere, but certain places are specially set aside for encountering God. When we speak of something sacred, we're talking of being set apart for a divine purpose. We have sacred space, sacred vestments, sacred vessels, sacred time, and so on. By setting it apart, it helps us be especially aware of the divine presence and bring ourselves more completely to being present to God. Now, when they talked about the Garden of Eden, they did not describe sacred space because everything was sacred. But because we are sinners, we need extra help. And sacred space has been an important part of worship for thousands of years. Genesis 28, Jacob, as is out on his travels, he has a dream of a stairway to heaven. And he says, "Truly, the Lord is present in this place. How awesome this place is. This is nothing else but the house of God, the gateway to heaven." Jacob took the stone he had under his head. Yes, that was the state of pillows in those days. He set it up as a sacred pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He named the place Beth-El, which is Hebrew for house of God. And in chapter 35, he came back and explained that this was a special place, and he built an altar. We see in Exodus chapter 3, Moses is checking out this burning bush, and he hears a voice that says, "Do not come near. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." Sacred space calls from us special responses. These responses may take various forms, but they are all matters of showing reverence and being conscious of the fact that we are in sacred space. Psalm 27. You gotta love Psalm 27. "One thing I ask of the Lord, only this I seek, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, to inquire at his temple." Psalm 84, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts." Psalm 122, "I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." Does everybody rejoice when someone says, "Let us go to the house of the Lord"? We'll work on that. Now the temple, when they were in the desert, they had the meeting tent, which was sort of the early version of the temple. In Jerusalem, Solomon built the temple, the holy place. It had three major sections to the worship space. One was the vestibule, then there was the holy place, then the Holy of Holies. We work on a similar principle. Outside those doors is the narthex. That's sort of like transition from out there to in here. And that's sort of we're preparing to enter sacred space. And then where the pews are is the nave. Now this is not the nave that stole the tarts. Okay, the nave is focused on the sanctuary. This raised area is the sanctuary. And everybody in the nave participates in the liturgical action, focusing on the sanctuary. Now, sacred space in which we celebrate liturgy should be so constructed, arranged, and decorated in such a way to help and not hinder focus on liturgical action and on God. Pictures, statues, and decorations should augment what is happening rather than become the focus. Sometimes, in some places, they got a little over-enthusiastic with the greenery, and I felt I needed a machete to get to the chair. Okay, that's That's meant to be just enhancing the focus of the space on the liturgical action, where God is working in a special and unique way. Now, all four Gospels have Jesus cleansing the temple. It's made to be a house of prayer for people who let other considerations interfere with their reverence. Reverence got pushed aside, and sacred space became just like any other space they used. It should be, because sacred space only helps us. It only has power if we treat it as sacred. Only if we, as a group, treat it as sacred. That helps everybody. Each of us helps the rest of us, and all of us help each of us to be aware and be reverent in sacred space. How we dress, how we act, how we focus ourselves can enhance the sense that we are in sacred space and make visible to others that this is special. Now, there can be many different ways to show it. Jewish men have to be very careful to have their hats on in sacred space. Catholic men have to be very careful to have their hats off in sacred space. This, by the way, made things difficult when I was in Israel. Jim, put your hat on. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot. But again, how do we approach sacred space that says this is special? How do we prepare ourselves? How do we journey here? How do we enter? How do we act when we are here that says, this place is special? This place is devoted to encountering God. This house is a house of prayer. And if we treat the coming to this place as a sacred event in and of itself, we rejoice when we hear them say, let us go to the house of the Lord. That will help us to pray more fully, to bring ourselves more completely to God, because we know we are constantly struggling to focus on God. There are so many other things grabbing for. What's that over there? You know what I mean. This gift is a great blessing. Now, we want to avoid attacking or judging people on their struggles, how they dress for church. We don't know their situation. Sometimes things happen that are beyond people's control. Sometimes people haven't been taught well through no fault of their own. They need to receive gentle welcoming and good example. And we want to make sure that what we do is going to lead them and not push them away. The vast majority of the time, the most important thing is to give good example. Now, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, says there is no temple in heaven. There's just us and God. And that's enough. In heaven, the presence of God fills us and surrounds us, and nothing interferes. Until then, we need all the help we can get. St. Charles Parish is not quite heaven. I mean, it's good, but it's not heaven. We still need help. We're still on the journey. And we can celebrate Mass in an abandoned warehouse or rented meeting hall. And in hard times, many have. But but it's certainly helpful to have space that helps us to draw our focus on the presence of God and the central mystery we celebrate. Let us be grateful for this great gift of sacred space. And let us ponder, how is God calling us to respond to this gift?